This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm Paige. We begin with a discussion about Mother's Day. And, you know, what does mom really want for Mother's Day?
I know what she wants.
To be alive still.
It's coming up. It's Sunday, May 11th. So you have a little bit of time to plan this.
She wants that deodorant that goes all over your body.
More than just my armpit stink.
Uh-huh.
Is that true?
That's the best.
You're a mother.
Sure.
You cook like one as well.
Yep.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
It's a commercial I saw.
Because I thought my mom was the best cook in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
And I can't touch her recipes and everything because that little extra that she had, I can't find.
A little extra.
Because everything tastes so good that she made. And maybe I was just a lot younger. My memory of whatever she made was like when she made Divinity Fudge.
She's chopping up nerve pills and putting them in your food.
It's called Totem Pole Salad.
Thanksgiving was always so much better with her than mine. Mm-hmm. And turkey always tastes so good.
I don't know how recipe books get sold. Cookbooks.
How they get sold?
I don't know how people buy them. Any recipe is... Just like if it does get handed down, you know, like a family recipe, you can find it online somewhere.
There was this thing that used to be in Greenville for years called Hill Skills. And it was this big, it was like where mountain folk came in and sold their wares and, you know, and little old women would sell baked goods and stuff.
Popcorn's moonshine, you get it there?
It was very not commercialized at all. And they would sell and... Dude, they would sell this cookbook every year that like older women would put all the, and those things were like gold if you had one of those because it was like old mountain cooking stuff.
I know. So good. And I have like a few of those old cookbooks where you use the skillets, the cast iron skillets to make cornbread and things like that.
Yeah, every recipe needed butter.
Uh huh.
Every one of them.
Yeah, so good.
My brother's aunts were that way. The Tennessee mountain women, they could reuse their grease, cook with fat back. Good stuff too. Homemade biscuits, handmade.
Oh, that's so good.
Nana pudding.
I still got some pork reduction if you want some. I'm telling you, it's so wonderful. You just throw a little dollop in there and just let it.
I would use it for inappropriate purposes.
Use it for a diffuser. It smells great.
It smells like bacon in your house.
Just throw it in the melter.
Yeah.
It smells
just some lard.
So good.
I might use it for some hand butter if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Man butter.
Well, every year there's a study done to ask moms what they really want for Mother's Day.
They want that.
And half of the moms say all they need is a nap.
Oh, yeah.
No need for ultimate luxury. No need for anything else.
That's
all
so
they need is a nap.
They're going to nap.
This is where women will suddenly disagree with the 20 minutes is all you need. You know, they say, you need a 20-minute nap. That's it. More than that, it's a waste.
Tease. It gets me groggy.
Power nap.
I can't put... Can't do that. If I fall asleep, I fall asleep. I don't power myself down or anything. It just happens.
Yeah. I don't know how they figured it out, but an hour really is what you need. Like what you're talking about, Paige, yeah. Like if you sleep too long, you get groggy.
Groggy.
I took one the other day for the first time in a long time, and it was about 45 minutes, and it literally was like, you know how when your computer sucks, you just turn it off and turn it back on? That's what it was, man. It was like, boom, I'm ready to go.
Oh, I had a nap yesterday, and it really did help because I was tired.
Why?
And I got too busy.
No, I just had a rough day on Sunday because I was all by myself at my other job.
And your coworkers forget your birthday.
No, that's not it. I was just physically exhausted, like my body. You know, you work outside. You know how it is. Sometimes back-breaking work is really hard on you.
You do got a lot going on, which is too much. I mean, your radio's Paige. You shouldn't be doing all this stuff.
I agree.
I thought you were talking to me. I'm like, I'm radio's Matthew.
You are radio's Matthew.
Thank you.
Math or math?
Call me Hugh.
Hugh. Hugh,
I thought about changing that.
Hugh.
Doing like Topher Grace did instead of being just Chris. He was
Why
Topher.
Aren't you
he's
dumbass
for
life.
H-E-W Harris.
That's so cute.
Hugh Harris.
Hugh Harris. It sounds like Hefner a little bit. Yeah, it does sound like Baby Huey. What are you hitting over there, dude?
Myself in the face.
You know,
what was that?
He's getting another whiff of my hand sanitizer.
It sounds dirty when she says it. Like a euphemism.
Well, it's not specific. She bought it. It's not off her hands.
What did you expect, Paige, to, like, use it?
Yes, you know, I do. Because I have hand cream, too, but you don't want the hand cream.
No.
You just want the sanitizer.
Extra care. Can we bump this alcohol up from 70 to maybe
is
like 100?
Is that what it is? Yeah. Is the head rush?
70.
Okay, gotcha.
It does have a higher ABV than his own beer did.
You're going to make me walk next door to get the CV's PVC glue. Huffing that.
I'm going
to
go get you. Is there any particular flavor you want to smell?
3% alcohol.
Like vanilla or something?
Like vintage stomp break? Stomp break.
Stomp breaking.
Sorry.
What's up, Edith? Stomp broke.
All right, so 60% of these women say that they'd be happy to trade gifts for a chance to sleep. Almost two-thirds of the moms haven't had a nap in the last month, and a quarter of them can't remember the last time they napped.
That's their fault, too, because they can have opportunities to take a nap, and they're not used to doing it, so, I can't go to sleep. Or I slept for 5 minutes and woke up. Well, okay.
Well, if you have children, you put one down, the other one's going to do something. If you can get them all synced up where everybody's sleeping at the same time, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, Steve Jobs solved that issue for a lot of families.
Because generally, if you have a baby...
It's called cough syrup.
Start doling out those iPads. Here you go.
You can, if they nap, you can get a shower.
Yeah.
They're going to come in anyway, so you might as well just finish it. Get on that scissor. Give your kids some of that purple drink.
Also, this is bullcrap, so don't just say, Mom, we're going to go in here and let you take a nap. You got to give her something, too.
Yeah.
Like, this is just proverbial bullcrap.
Yeah, give her... You know, it would be great if you gave someone a spa day, but gave them the night to stay and sleep in the hotel.
Like, don't do one of those...
As long as they have a lotion bar.
A lotion bar
would be great. I need a lotion bar.
I know kids love doing
Taco
it.
Taco bar.
But don't do one of those stupid homemade coupon books. That's not a gift.
Why
I don't
not?
Care how old you are. It's never cute.
Did you ever have the dice? I got it from Adam and Eva. She rolls one dice and then... Like, it says lick, kiss, or suck, and then you've got the body part die.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lord.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Not
a mother's gift.
No, because what hers landed on and what mine landed on, I would have had to get two ribs removed just to be able to make it happen.
You had to do it to yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Could you, though, if you could?
I think now I could.
No.
You would try to get close. I don't even know how you would try to attempt it.
I can touch my nose to just under my... belly button.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I'm flexible. I mean, you look at me, you wouldn't think it. I'm fairly flexible.
So you're close enough to examine it, but like, you know, would you if you could. You
like to give like a sniff test?
Like, I don't.
Do I need a shower?
Can you put your legs over your shoulders?
No. Any man that can do that either needs to go to San Francisco or join the circus.
One of the two. I want to see it.
I can't. I can barely lift it off. I can't stand on 2 feet.
Okay.
You know, I saw a picture of you the other day, and you and I are about the same height. But Fat Boy, you do stand on 1 foot more.
He does.
Yeah.
He goes hip to hip.
You're almost like, look, this right here. You're like
Yeah. I don't know what that
is. Are you favoring the other one? Do you have any pain? Is it from your scoliosis? Because I have scoliosis, and that's why
I got scoliosis probably more than you, but like if I stand on both feet, I feel like I'm going to fall.
Yeah. So, you know anybody's got an x-ray machine? Just go get one, man, because you might have had hip dysplasia like me, and you might have to end up down the road.
Well, I felt some little pain in it. Like, I might have to get a trick hip. But I don't want them looking at my junk like they did yours.
I mean, what kind of, is it shooting down?
Yeah, but mine's not gross looking.
Does it click?
No, it's not. It's just like a little, like a stabbing pain, like a little one, when I'm trying to get up or get out of somewhere.
You go numb a lot?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not really numb, but I feel like at some point it's
I'm going to come over and fill you up during this next commercial break and see if I can feel the pain
for
you.
We'll need to know if we need to support you in your endeavor.
Yeah, I was talking to you, Paige, not him.
Okay.
You're sexist for thinking I was talking to him.
Okay. Well, I wasn't thinking that. All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
I saw this video of this chick, and it reminded me of Paige. She puts a scrunchie on her boob, and the scrunchie's not big enough. And then she puts, like, a cell phone cord, and that's not big enough. So she gets a bungee cord out of her truck and just, like,
God! How many times to go around?
This is, like, bouncing it with it. I'm like,
why would you think of me?
Because you have massive
hoops. Gee, I wonder. Oh, there you go. All right, good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Waxing.
Like, even if you don't want to fix it, like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't give a crap. Yeah. I mean, as long as
a little hair doesn't bother you.
Well, I mean, don't be looking like Larry from the Three Stooges down there.
I can fix it. Hang on, Edith. We'll talk about your hair in a second, too.
So. I don't want to see the beard of Fidel Castro when I take off your pants.
Okay. Sorry.
Or yours. Anyone's. To be quite honest with you. Edith, how much? What a transition, Edith. Good morning.
Good morning.
Edith, I don't know if I told you or if I said it on the radio or not, but you, your call the other day actually moved a couple of my family members that heard it. They moved to Georgia. They never want to be near me.
No,
they really, they thought that was sweet. Someone who'd never met her thought so highly of her. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Let's talk about bush hair and thongs now.
Yeah, please.
Sorry. Well, I'm sorry. I grew up in the era when you wore them, the belt, and you go through school sitting on that thing. No, I couldn't know.
Help me out with that. What do you mean you wore the belt?
No flaws.
What do we mean by the belt, sir? Bless you. I don't know if that was a laugh or a sneeze. Bless you.
What belt?
What do you mean, like a utility belt? Like what kind of belt?
No, it's a sanitary belt.
Oh, those are those belt things that you hook the napkin in, sanitary napkin.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Instead of the strips on your panties, you used to wear a belt.
No.
You hold it up. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Where have you
I want to Google what that looks like. What do I put? Sanitary belt?
I got one still.
It's made of elastic.
I'm 42 and never heard of that.
Yeah, but
life.
What would I Google to find that? Bikini?
Sanitary napkin
sanitary
belt.
Sanitary. Yeah, napkin belt. Yeah, sanitary napkin belt.
My God.
My mom.
I kind of want to see what it looks like now.
Well, that's the worst thing. I mean, like, not making fun here, but like, you don't want to attract jaws in the water. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Lord. You got a little croup going there, Edith.
I feel like I've seen it before.
Oh,
that's kind of like a thong, right?
It's
like a thong.
Oh, my gosh.
Makes you think of one. That's why you can't never wear them if you've ever had to go through that.
Oh, my gosh. What a pain in the ass it is to be a woman.
No kidding.
Seriously. Like, and this is not that far removed. I mean, you're a young woman.
And that's why. Imagine having to wear that and then run in PE class and stuff. You still had to do it.
Oh, wow. This was invented by a woman. And guess who bought the patent? Any guesses?
Playtex.
Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson.
Kotex.
Wow. So now, serious question here. Like, where are you at right now?
Like, are you in Poltergeist?
Are you at a livestock auction?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
We just got a phone issue.
I'm sitting at home.
Okay. Well,
we've got three pickered billy goats. Let me 45.
I know she's got red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Actually, he's got four now. We got a four pickered billy goat. Let me 55.
Would you get in the water wearing those, though?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, that.
Yeah, it's real flimsy, right? Like, it's just, you know.
Yikes.
No, they were thick, but the part that went around the belt was the thin part.
God.
So are we talking about...
I mean, if you Google what it looks like.
Yeah, but like, it shows pieces of it. So it's going from the front to the back, right?
Yeah.
Like completely up
it's
under.
It's literally like you're wearing a paper thong, but the belt is plastic. Like,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
Think of it, it's elastic.
Yeah.
It's like your waistband on your pants. They're elastic, yeah. And they have a snap. And you put it together, and then you snap it around you.
Okay. You're listening to the radio.
That's what it is.
Yeah, turn
unless
on
you have a twin sister.
I just heard a woman spoke just like you, and I'm like, there's no woman in this world that talks just like
you. She's got a twin sister. She's like, tell them about the panties.
Her name's Fina.
No sisters at all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just two brothers.
Yeah.
Well, one brother now. My other brother just passed away.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Because I was going to ask Paige about this, or I probably have.
He feels more comfortable to ask Edith than he does Paige.
I feel like, you know, in Paige's situation, the brother-sister nudity is not really that big of a deal. Like, was that a thing with you? Have you seen your brother naked a lot?
Well, whenever you open up the bathroom door and they're coming out of the shower and you didn't know they was in there, it's kind of like, sorry. I belong to a nudist colony out in California. And
all right.
What?
I'm telling you, it's the people that have clothes on that you look at. You don't look at the other people.
Did you ever make love to anyone famous?
No comment on the ground that it might incriminate them.
Oh, I like you, Edith.
My gosh.
She's been around. She's a trucker.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
Who was it? Oh, man.
But I wanted to say kudos to the guy who is in his 30s, and it's the first time.
Okay.
But be extremely careful. Nowadays, they're spraying it down with fentanyl. They're spraying it down with date rape drug. And if you get your stomach gets nauseated with the first hit, don't hit it again. Don't touch it. Walk away because it's either fentanyl or the date rape drug.
So you get a hold of some bad stuff one time?
No, I just, I've been around long enough.
I
that
heard that.
I can smell it.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, that weed smells like rape. Don't smoke.
It smells like grape rape.
Grape rape.
No, there's a certain smell that it puts out. When you smoke it, yeah. It's different from when you take it.
What's the point in the fentanyl, though, to get you addicted to it faster? Or
Yes. Oh, okay. I know of a 78-year-old woman right now here in Chattanooga, and I'm worried for her. I'm scared for her because her daughter just got out of jail and out of rehab, and now she's hooked on fentanyl, and she's a 78-year-old woman. Why these people? I'd like to cut the hands off of the first doctor that ever wrote a prescription to somebody for fentanyl. That was supposed to be strictly for putting you to sleep right. to do surgery.
Have you done any other hard drugs like in the past?
Back in the day, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I ain't gonna lie.
Quaaludes?
I've tried. Okay. Yes.
Was Jimi Hendrix the man that you slept with that was famous?
No.
That wasn't Jimi
Hendrix. Bunch of naked drug people running around California.
Was it all four monkeys? Who knows?
Let's put it this way. The guy that they did the movie about, Blow.
Uh-huh. Boston George.
I actually got my coke from him out in California in the 70s.
George Young, Derek Farrell, all those guys.
I want to like do a 1-hour interview with you at least, because now you're a former California nudist. You bought drugs from Johnny Depp's character, whatever his name was.
Boston George. He's out of jail now, George Young.
Yeah. Boston George.
Oh my God. Do you have the good stuff, the good toot toot?
Okay. It was, well, you can't do 99.9% pure because it can kill you.
Oh.
You can just, the tip of a straight pin is all that you could have of the 99% pure.
My Lord. Did you ever hide it in your sanitary belt by chance? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
You know what? This darn clock's got us up against the wall. We got to roll, Edith. But you call in again.
Got my phone number.
Okay.
I sent it to you on the Rise Guys, and I also sent my last name page.
Oh, yes. It's not Puthy.
I didn't say that.
It's not.
No.
Okay.
Sorry. All
right. Y'all can call me anytime, okay?
Thank you, Edith.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good morning.
Thank you. Y'all have a good morning.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
You too. Her last name's Murphy. It's just Murphy.
She's done a lot of stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
He's amazing.
The Rise Guys. Break it down.
Live. You ever start DMing somebody and then you go respond back to them on a text and they're like, what are you talking about? I literally just did that to my daughter. She probably thinks I've got some kind of brain activity issue.
Check your DMs.
Live from callrob.com studios. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, some 4 days after our own page celebrated a birthday. It's time to say happy birthday. Or birthday girl.
Suck it.
Look at that.
Belated birthday.
Last day of April, too. I know you heard this song a lot over the past couple weeks, but we got to play it for his birthday. Travis Scott.
I don't know how.
Michael's son.
There has to be some kind of financial deal in place for him to use Cactus Jack. Because, especially when they sell Cactus Jack shirts now on WWE, but they're Travis Scott Cactus Jack, not Mick Foley Cactus Jack.
I don't want to give Travis Scott credit for this because I don't think it was his idea. But turning the belts around was kind of genius.
I prefer that to wearing it around their neck the way the Samoan werewolf does it. Paige, you love him. Mm-hmm. The Samoan werewolf?
Jacob
Fatu.
Well, I think it's like Cena used to wear his belt backwards, you know, but now like he'll carry it backwards. I'm like, oh, that's kind of that's kind of cool. Till you turn again. Till you turn at SummerSlam. Turn back on us.
Tell us, how did you write this song?
Hey, how'd you write Sicko Mode and Fiend?
29.
30. He just beat his legal case, too. I forgot about that. Travis Scott's 34 years old today. She doesn't add music because she's an actress, and she's a hot one, too. We'll keep it going. She's going to be in the new John Wick spinoff called Ballerina. Though I saw that John Wick 5 has been confirmed. Now, I don't want to spoil it for you, but
there's more John Wicks than there are damn what's the other one? Oh, no, there's another.
John Wick's supposed to be dead.
What's the other Tom Cruise thing?
Mission Impossible.
They're doing one that they haven't done in like 10, 15 years. They're doing another one. I can't remember.
Oh, with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Hey, Mission Impossible. Look.
The last one's coming out next month, actually.
Mission Sorry, Impossible. I was responding to your DM on text. I'm trying to do a radio show.
What up, G? This is Ana de Armas' birthday. Now, that name might not sound familiar, but you know her face.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know who she is.
And she's great. Been in a bunch of stuff. Knives Out. She was Marilyn Monroe.
Knives Out.
Okay. Now I know, because I didn't like that Marilyn movie.
I didn't see that one. The one she did with the movie she did with Affleck, I forgot the name of it, but they're together, but
I don't know.
It was good. Enough. What's that damn movie?
You could catch me walking out of a theater. And say, what did you just see? And
I don't know.
Matthew McConaughey was in it. It was like this murder mystery thriller.
I get it confused with a Freddie Prinze movie that came out a couple years ago because it's a similar plot. Somebody dies and they're together.
Skin-Goo?
Which, that wasn't a bad movie.
And then they got avant-garde and they just name it like one word, like Saul. And then it's still like, well, that makes it harder to remember.
I can't watch those movies.
Billy the Puppet. I didn't know that until Jug told us.
Yeah, me neither. 36.
34.
Ana de Armas is 37. Deep Water. That's the name of the Affleck movie. Watch that one, man. It's good.
Deep Water.
She's in it. It's like one of those thrillers.
I'll do that if you watch Lucky Logan.
I really would. I mean, I want to watch it. I just forget to look for it.
It's fantastic.
What's that about?
Charlotte Motor Speedway and robbing it.
Oh, okay.
You hooked me. That's all you had to say.
That's all you had to say. Right? Because you've thought about it when you've been there. You're like, another $12 beer? I would have robbed this place.
Highway robbery.
Yeah, it kind of teaches you how. really good.
This is the theme song for the remake of Wonder Woman.
Come on, Matt.
She's the evil queen in Snow White.
Hadid.
She was also special forces in the Israeli army.
Hadid. Gigi Hadid.
Nope.
Habib.
Nope.
Gigi Hadid. BB Rexha.
I literally do this all day.
Angelina Jolie.
Nope.
It is. It's something. I had a little part of it.
Her initials are G. Two names, same initials.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Oh.
Yep, the Wonder Woman.
Oh, that's right. Gal Gadot was in that.
Yeah. Who was I getting at, though?
I wasn't saying Gal Gadot. It's Gal Gadot.
Gadot.
Not Gal Gadot. Good looking as hell.
God, she I think is I'm thinking pretty. Of actually the arcade game Galaga. I think is one. He does middays over at WORD. Mike Galaga.
Folks.
Folks. Paige. What do you say?
Oh, 38.
43.
It's a big one for Gal.
40.
40.
Oh, dang it.
40 years old.
Wonder Woman not. Did it not? I mean, I know it didn't do well, but is it like?
I think they're going to recast it and then do it again because you know James Gunn taking over DC is going to be something different.
The last one with the 80s theme, I don't think they liked.
Wasn't good.
Can I tell you, my grandson likes Little Spidey, I think it's called. It's like Little Hulk, Little Spidey, Little Captain
America. Oh, yeah, kids love those.
But there's a Miss Marvel that's on the show he watches. But in real life or whatever, now Captain Marvel is Brie Larson, a woman.
Yeah.
So is she a lesbian with Miss Marvel?
I don't know.
He asked me.
He's
three and they learn early.
This lady's birthday, Matt, you met her in New York City. And speaking of Spider-Man, she was Mary Jane in Spider-Man.
Yes, I did meet her.
She was also, her first movie was Interview with a Vampire. She had to kiss Brad Pitt, and she hated it because she was 13 years old. First kiss she ever had.
Give me the initials. I can see. I remember I was wearing face. A stupid jacket that I bought in New York because I didn't take one with me because I thought it ain't going to be cold.
KD.
Yes.
Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, yeah. You met her, didn't you?
People are going to think we in different studios.
No,
you're trolling. You got a tall,
he said
blonde
that,
mohawk?
And I said, yeah, I was wearing the dumb jacket. Then you said, didn't you meet her?
Yeah, that was in Boston, though, right?
That was NAMM New York.
You got a ruby in your belly button because you a troll.
I was trying to think of where it was.
You topless with tall hair because you a troll.
51.
52.
43 years old.
Oh, damn. Goodness.
For Kirsten Dunst. We got some music for this fella. He wasn't a featured player on the show. Well, he was later in the show. But he was Darlene's boyfriend and soon to be her husband.
Johnny Galecki.
He was also Leonard in Big Bang Theory. I don't watch that show. I haven't seen it.
It's a good show.
Yeah, but honest to God, do you get.
Yeah.
I know he made a killing off from syndication on that show. Him and the main guy, Bazinga.
Yeah. Bazinga.
I have a place where I sit on the couch. I get the whole thing.
The arm?
At the end of the couch, yeah.
That's one show I've never seen anything 5 minutes of.
Me neither. I've seen the end of them. I see where Chuck Lorre puts those little anecdotes at the end. You have to pause it to read.
I read about those. Some of those got censored heavily. Dude, he's got a book of those.
There was one the other. I'll send it to you. It's redacted. Like, it's not with black. It's with white. And I'm like, what did that? I bet it was something about Charlie Sheen or something.
Oh, my God.
He's got to be 47 years old.
48.
It's a big one for Johnny Galecki.
50
years old. Wow. Cue the laugh.
It finally went away, right? They did away with the Connors?
Yeah, the last week, I think, was the series finale. Don't know how it ended, but they addressed Roseanne's death.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What if it was all a dream, like that one episode, and then she came back? She's like, I was here all along. Did Booker come back?
No, they couldn't get him.
George Clooney was not available.
They wanted to do his schedule wouldn't work
Martin
out.
Martin Mull? Oh, he passed.
He's considered one of the greatest point guards of all time. Played college for the University of Indiana. From Chicago. Two-time NBA champion. He was left off the dream team because Michael Jordan hates his guts. And no matter what Jordan tells you, that's the legit story.
Zeke?
Yep. Isaiah Thomas.
I didn't know. I thought that was just them barbing back and forth. I didn't think that
Oh, they legit. They're still bad blood.
No way.
Yep. Isaiah Thomas, he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way during his career. Larry Bird, for sure. But they made up. He missed out on a lot. And he was good.
I will say Isaiah Thomas is 66.
I forgot he coached 65. The Pacers.
Jesus, I didn't.
And Larry Bird fired him for Rick Carlisle. Yeah. 64 years old for Isaiah Thomas. Happy heavenly birthdays. She was the grandma in Beer Fest. Remember? She's all Nanny's a whore because she took the sausage in her hands.
Oh, yeah.
Floris Leachman, who started in local radio, would have been 100 years old today.
All the stars back then started in NBC radio, man. Yep. All of them.
Grandpa Munster, who was also in Car 54, Where Are You?
The great Al Lewis.
Yeah, with Fred Gwynn, would have been 102 years old today.
Goodness.
He looked that old then.
He did.
He did. He always looked old as hell.
How did you make him look old in the 50s or whatever, 60s?
Well, I mean, Herman Munster's was green, but it was in black and white, so you couldn't tell until they had that one color movie.
That's a massive show that was only on for a couple years. Like, you would think it was on for a lot longer.
Dude, a lot of those shows, like Sanford and Son, was on like 5 or 6 seasons.
So if Rob Zombie's got the Dracula car from the show, who's got Big Dummy's truck?
Marilyn probably Manson? Rick Harrison. He probably makes Chumley drive it around town.
I want to ask him, do you got Big Dummy's truck?
You got Big Dummy's truck.
I bet he don't even have it.
Would you want that?
Yeah. If there was just one.
I would want Unester's Bible.
God, was there more than one of those two? Like Damien's, Jake the Snake, there were a lot of Damien's.
Probably a lot of, yeah, like the General Lee, they had like 30 or 40 of them.
That had been a lot of Big Dummy trucks.
Big Dummy trucks. Yeah, Martin Mull is dead. He died last year,
passed
actually.
Away, yeah.
Oh, rest in peace.
Leon from Roseanne.
Nope.
The gay boss.
Yes. Yep. All right. Thank you for listening to today's show. Pandas.
Panda.
Might or may not be real. Choice is yours. We had a slight change in something we were going to do tomorrow. That's been moved to Monday. So if you've been waiting on the YouTube chat for an interview that's supposed to be tomorrow, that has been erroneously preempted, and that will be Monday.
It's been bumped back a little. This person's so busy that I just won't give him the time.
Some might say because he's got a dirty little mind.
He might. He's waiting for it to rain, too. So
Jesse James Dupree will be on with us Monday. Sweet. That'll be live. So that's a hell of a promo for that.
I believe he asked the question, when it's going to rain. He can't stand the heat any longer.
Yeah.
He was the first DJ on this station.
Yes, he was.
He was. I might be the last one, too. Y'all mess around. They're going to bring me in, brother.
You're already running late. I have a daughter, so we'll see between Fatboy and Paige whose son will go down. What? When will it rain?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Rally.
Don't text and drive. Choice is yours. God bless America. It's good. I did it backwards. It's okay.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.